Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Once again, God bless all of you on this blessed Saturday. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, grateful to Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, who has given us opportunity once again to share the Word of God again with you. Thank God for all you are listening to the broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to the broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. If you have any prayer requests, any comments, any question about the lesson, call us at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone line will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, just contact us. The email address at godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's G-O-D-S-W-R-D, the number 2, M-A-N, @gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we're giving to you. Praise be to God. So, once again, as we await for my brother, Brother Robert Gross, to join us on this 30-minute broadcast today, we're coming with the Resurrection of the Dead, Part 5, the fifth and final part to this part of the series. And then tomorrow, Lord say the same, we will start a new part of the series. Amen. So, once again, I am grateful that the Lord has given us such an opportunity as this to come before you today with the Word of God, giving us another chance to continue to let you know what Christ had originally set up. And we've been talking about the resurrection of the dead. Amen. The resurrection of the dead. And like I said, we are on the fifth and final part today. Amen. So glory be to God. Thank God once again for this beautiful chance and opportunity. Now, I'm going to pass my brother on here. God bless you, brother.
Hello. How are you today?
Bless, bless, bless. In the Lord, and greatly blessed. And once again, we're given the opportunity, brother, to present the Word of God. And I must say this before we go any further. Once again, we are given a golden opportunity to continue to slap that devil as much as we want. We can do it, brother, and God won't get mad at us. Now, that's a beautiful thing right there. Hallelujah. He won't get mad.
Amen.
In fact, he's going to say, go, go, children, go. That's what he'll say. And so having him as a cheerleader, they're cheering us on and say, go on, keep hitting them, hit them with my word, is a big lift. So once again,
Amen.
We're grateful today.
Amen.
We are on the resurrection of the dead, part 5, the fifth and final part today. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to let my brother come forth with the teaching, and I'm going to do the closing prayer. So, once again, Resurrection of the Dead, Part 5, the fifth and final part today. So, therefore, brother, go ahead. Take it away.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Lord Jesus, bless and sanctify all the ears, minds, souls, and spirits, Lord God, that are listening to this word today, Lord God. Father,
yes,
bless
Lord.
Him, Lord, light, illumination, understanding, oh, Lord God, that they might receive your word, Lord God, into their hearts. In Jesus Christ's
yes,
name we pray. And we thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. I'd like to go to John, the 6th chapter, starting at the 32nd verse.
John chapter 6, starting at verse 32. For those of you who have your Bibles, we ask that you join with us. If you don't have your Bible, if you have a pencil and piece of paper, we ask that you will write these scriptures down, that you may read them for yourself. John chapter 6, starting at verse 32. And the word of the Lord says, then Jesus said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, Moses gave you not that bread from heaven, but my Father giveth you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven and giveth life unto the world. Then said they unto him, Lord, evermore give us this bread. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, And he that believeth on me shall never thirst. But I said unto you that ye also have seen me and believe not. All that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. For I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will which hath sent me, that of all which he hath given me, I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day. And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. The Jews then murmur at him, because he said, I am the bread which came down from heaven. And they said, is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How is it then that he said, I came down from heaven? Jesus therefore answered and said unto them, murmur not among yourselves. No man can come to me except the Father which hath sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. It is written in the prophets, and they shall be all taught of God. Every man therefore that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh unto me. Not that any man hath seen the Father, say he which is of God, he hath seen the Father. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. I am that bread of life. Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness and are dead. This is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. The Jews therefore strove among...
Okay, brothers and sisters. Thank you, Jesus. Now, we've been telling you about this resurrection, okay? And that you shall be resurrected to life, unto life, or unto death, okay? According
Amen.
To what you have done in his life, okay? We
Amen.
Give you the scripture in Hebrew 9th chapter, okay, 27 to 28 verse, okay? And we told you that, hallelujah, that's appointed to you to die once. It's appointed
Amen.
To all men to die once, okay? Now, sometimes there's exception to God's rule, okay, when he allows certain people not to die, okay? That's his business, okay? That ain't our
Amen.
Business. But it's appointed to every
Amen.
Man once to die. That's you.
Amen.
Me, and that's all of us, okay? That's the,
Amen.
That's the law of God. Now, we think, a lot of us, we think that we can say, oh, I'll take another train and get around Jesus. Take another. I get around Jesus. I got another way to go. I can become a good Buddhist. I can become a good Hindu. I could become a good Catholic. I could become a good Islam. Okay, and God will honor me because I'm doing the best that I can do. Okay. We think we can get around God, and I heard a man saying on some crazy show that everybody, all roads lead to Christ. It don't matter what you call him. You can call him Buddha, Zoroaster, Baha, or you, whatever you want to call him. He answers to all those things, and that ain't true.
Amen.
He said, there's no other God but me. I'm the only God.
Amen.
So that means he ain't answering to no other name. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. And if you live your life, if you live the life that God has given you in this time, okay, and you waste your time living the way you want to live, don't think you're going to get up a saint. Don't think you're going to die a sinner and get up a saint. Okay?
Amen. Amen.
It ain't going on.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God is just. And he's
Amen.
The judge of all the earth. And don't you know that he sees and knows all things? before the beginning, and before the beginning of anything, and before the end of anything, He knows all those things. How do you think you can deceive God? You can't even deceive yourself. But we think we can deceive God, and we think, hey, if anybody gonna get up, I'm gonna get up. I heard a man. He spent 28 minutes in hell, right? Have
Amen.
You ever heard that man?
Bill Weiss,
He spent 28 minutes in hell, right?
Amen.
And he got on this man's radio show, and this man hated Christians.
Uh-oh.
This man hated Christians, right? So he said, I'm giving you 10 minutes, and don't you quote no scriptures. He told him, don't quote no scriptures, because I hate scriptures, and I hate God. Right? And then he told him, not talk, right? And he didn't want him to use no scriptures. So he said, "So Brother White said, yeah, okay, I won't use no scriptures." He used analogy, okay, to get his point across, okay.
Amen.
And he likened one thing to another thing, okay. And that's how he got his point over, okay. And he told the man, he said, he said. How you gonna come to a man's house and tell the man that you're gonna live in his, you're gonna come to his house and take his house, and you think the man's gonna let you come into his house, okay? And you don't know him, he don't know you, okay? And that's one analogy he used, okay? Because he was telling him he didn't know Jesus, and in fact he despised Jesus. Okay,
Amen.
He didn't know, but he's gonna come. And this man said, "I'm going to heaven anyway." That's what he said. That man actually fixed his mind and said, "I'm going to heaven anyway." Like he can, it reminds me of that when Whitney Houston died. Okay, and this guy, this star, right? That star with her in one of his movies, okay?
Right.
Said, if anybody's going to heaven, she is.
Right.
Oh, you're going to put her in heaven. You got that kind of power, do you? You know? So this man, he said, yeah, she's gonna go to heaven, right? And then somebody else got up, yeah, she's going to heaven. No, she ain't going to heaven. If she died in the state that she that we told she died in, okay, if this woman died using drugs, she going where? Where's she going to be at? She's certainly not going to be in heaven. Now, it ain't not, and we ain't trying to judge nobody, because that as you die, so shall you get up, okay?
Yeah.
And your judgment is swift. God's judgment is swift. Okay?
Yeah.
So the moment you die, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And this is the bad part about it that you're gonna hear. That the moment you die, God's judgment is swift. You go right to before God, and then He pronounces judgment upon you. Okay? That's how it's done. Now, you can say anything you want to say, just like the rich man and Lazarus, okay? You remember the story about the rich man, as soon as he died, where did he end up at?
Amen.
It wasn't no
in
long
hell.
Time. He went right to hell.
Yeah.
Hell's because, I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, hell is a real place. And if you're going to be resurrected, you're going to be resurrected to sin, or you're going to be resurrected to life, okay? You're going to be
Amen.
Resurrected to death, or you're going to be resurrected to eternal salvation. Thank you, Jesus. But the world has its own view about those things, okay? And they think that they can, you know, you remember Humphrey Bogart?
Oh, yeah.
They think they can Bogart God, okay? we're getting in there.
Amen.
They're going to gangster God. People think they can gangster God and say, yeah, I'm getting in there anyway. I don't care what. You can't keep me out of there. It's my right.
Amen.
And they don't know that. Amen. They don't realize that God made everything. But when they get up there, they are going to realize that God made everything. Because funny thing about when you are resurrected, you understand everything. The things that you didn't understand on earth, you understand in heaven.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And you may not understand that you ain't that you're not ready for Christ on this earth, but I bet when you get stand before Him, you will understand that you ain't ready to meet Him.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. You're gonna understand that. And it's gonna be awful. You know why it's gonna be awful? Because that's gonna be the beginning of your sorrows forever and ever and ever and ever. Your everlasting sorrow. Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And so you're gonna be resurrected, and Christ, you're gonna stand before Christ, and you're gonna have full knowledge of everything. Every time that somebody presented Christ to you, every time that you heard the name of Jesus, hallelujah, every time that you even heard anything or any read anything or saw anything about Jesus, you're going to remember every little thing.
Amen.
You ain't remember now, but you're going to remember it then. You're going to have perfect recall. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Because that's, God has put that in you. It's in you.
Amen.
But you are denying it, and you are saying, no, I don't believe it. No, I don't believe it. No, I don't believe it. Just like these people here, when Jesus told them, I'm the bread of life, what did they say? They murmured, right?
Yeah.
The Jews murmured. The 41st verse says, and the Jews then murmured at him because he said, I am the bread which came down from heaven. You don't believe that, do you? A lot of you don't believe that. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But God can make you know if you're seeking truth. 42nd verse says, and they said, is not this Jesus the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How is it that he said, I came down from heaven? Is he crazy?
Hmm.
Huh?
My
Who
Lord.
Do you think he is? 43rd verse says, Jesus there answered and said unto them, murmur not among yourselves. Hallelujah. No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. Thank you, Jesus. Now, the Lord has called everybody. The Lord has called every one of us. God has put a call on our lives. Every one
Amen.
Of us. Amen. So Jesus Christ would be unjust if he said, well, I've chosen this person, and I haven't chosen that person. I chose that person to go to hell. That would be unjust
right.
of him. Would? But Jesus
Amen.
Didn't choose one person to go to hell over another person because he said death is not his will that any soul should perish. Didn't it say that in his
Amen.
Gospel? That is
Amen.
Not his will that any soul should perish. But every one of you, every one of us should come to him. Hallelujah. That's not his will.
Amen.
That any man should perish. Hallelujah. But like I said, now you can't. One thing you can't bypass is you have choice, right? You have choice.
Amen.
You have liberty. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You have these things. You have choice, liberty, and you have freedom. Okay? Now, if you have these
Amen.
Three things, okay, it's the ball is in your court. Thank you, Jesus. All Jesus can do is invite you. All Jesus can do is send out his servants and say, hey, would you like to come to Jesus? Would you like to know Jesus? Would you like to know his everlasting love, his peace that surpasses all understanding? Would you like to know that? And then you say, no, I don't want to know today. Maybe tomorrow. and you can keep doing that for a long time, and Jesus lets you get away with it. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. All of us has done that, okay? It's not one of us has not done that, has not said, okay, not I'm not ready right now. you know, because we don't understand that is the time when we hear
Amen.
The voice. Whose voice? It ain't talking about just, it's talking about Jesus' voice through his people. When he sends somebody to you and bring it to for you to and give you an invite to come to him, that's your time. No, I don't want
to.
Not today, sir. I don't feel like it. I don't feel like it. I'm not. I was about to go to this party here.
Yeah.
Brought myself a new dress, a new suit, and I want to go to that party. I was about to have sex with that woman there. You know, that's where my mind is, okay? But whenever the Lord invites you to come to him, it's always something that the devil has standing there for you, okay? The devil is always, because the devil tries to beat God, okay? And so he tried to deceive you. He wants to steal from you that which God has for your life, okay? And you can put it off, and you can die in your sins, okay? Or you can die before your time. Sometimes you can die before your time, okay? But these scriptures, when Jesus said, "I'm the bread of life," he's saying, "I'm the only one that can feed you. I'm the only one that can drink, give you water, life. I'm that bread that came down from
Amen.
Heaven." He said, "Your fathers did eat manna in the wilderness, and I did." Okay, this is the bread which cometh down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. Right? Why? Death don't have no power over you anymore, because you belong to Jesus, because you believe
Amen.
In Jesus. Hallelujah. If death had no power over the people that was in the Old Testament who did the sacrifices faithfully, thank you, Jesus, how much less will they have power, hallelujah, over those, hallelujah, that believe in Jesus Christ?
Amen.
Because those men that died believing in Christ, they went to the bosom of Abraham. Where was the bosom of Abraham? Did anybody know where the bosom of Abraham was? The bosom
Amen.
Of Abraham, where? It was in hell. In a certain part of hell, okay? Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
But they were not. Now listen to this. Now they was not being treated like the other people that was treated in hell, because why? They had hope in Christ, and they were just merely waiting for Jesus Christ to come and to lift them up and to bring them out. Thank you, Jesus. And that's the power of God's word. Hallelujah. The power of God, the promise of his word, okay, is so powerful that it kept those men, hallelujah, and those women, and all those people that believed in the Christ, kept them. Hallelujah. Until Jesus Christ came down, descended down in hell, took the keys of death and hell, and preached to who? He preached, who did he preach to? He preached to his, the people that was there, the people that was looking for him. And then they arose with him, after him, I mean. They rose after him. Thank you, Jesus. And when they rose after him, hallelujah, glory to the Lamb, the bosom of Abraham was taken up into heaven because of the blood of Jesus. Okay? Now, nobody, the people of God don't go there no more, okay? Where do they go now? They go straight to Christ, okay, when
Amen.
They die. Thank you, Jesus. But anyway, this is the end of this, hallelujah, this subject of resurrection, okay, of the dead, okay? Now, keep that in mind, okay? All the scriptures, we gave you many scriptures. I hope you wrote down the scriptures that we gave you, okay? And especially the scriptures, okay, in the 9th chapter of Hebrews, okay? I hope you got that scripture, okay? Hallelujah. And the one that's in Job, I hope you got that scripture, okay? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because you have to understand that's where your hope has to be. Your hope has to be in the Christ, okay? And I remember what I told you, that the word of God is like a circle, okay? It brings you right back to Christ, okay? It always brings you right back to the Lord Jesus. It brings you back right back to the Lord Jehovah. It brings you right back to the Holy Spirit. It brings you right back there. Why? Because all the scriptures testify of him and of his work, okay? And that's why Jesus said what he said in the 5th chapter of John, when he said, the scriptures are they which testify of me. Glory to the Lamb. Thank you, Jesus. So you take these words, okay, and you believe in these words. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. And we're going to be moving on to another subject, but you keep those words, okay, because it's very important now, because we're giving you the principles of the gospel, okay? And we giving you many, many scriptures, okay? Hallelujah. We have given you more than, how many, a few scriptures, okay? It says out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, let everything be established, right? But we have given you more than three scriptures. We've given you way more than that, okay? So with that, I'm going to give it back into the hands of my brother. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen. We thank God for the word of God that my brother brought today. Don't forget, tomorrow we'll start on a new eternal judgment. So look for the advertisement tomorrow night at 7 o'clock p.m. as we go full bloom. We will close with prayer tonight. Father, we thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you for the power of your spirit. And, Father, we ask you, God, that you would touch every heart, every ear that was tuned into the broadcast. Water the seed that we have sown, that it may bring forth the increase. In Jesus' name we pray, and Father, we thank you. Amen.
Thank you.
So praise be to God. Thank God for all you've been listening. Don't forget at 7 o'clock, Heart to Heart with Brother Lee and the Handmaidens at 7 o'clock p.m. So once again, for Brother Robert Gross, this is Brother Nathaniel Hunt. We love you all. God bless you. God keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless, brother.
God bless you, brother.